Ms. Nielsen, how about it?
Yes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father, we're grateful to be here today. We know that we have been blessed. You fill us with goodness, and we just express our gratitude for that. In all of the things that are going on in our lives, where our attention is directed to the Middle East, and we see the things that are happening there, God, I just pray for the families that have lost loved ones. I pray for those, and we're grateful for those who've gotten out of Israel and back to the United States. I pray, God, that we would always be conscious of the needs around us, that we would be supportive, that we'd be encouraging to individuals, even in our community, that struggle. So we pray for those families, for comfort in the midst of their loss. For the activities of this board today, we appreciate each board member and the time they commit to serving this county. And we appreciate all that they do. For those who work and carry out all of the things that need to be accomplished, we give thanks for that. What a great place we live in, and we express that gratitude in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, let's see. The board will be convening today as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District, County Service Area 4. And in-home supportive services public authority and receives no additional compensation. So let's do a roll call. Supervisor Haupt?
Present.
Supervisor Kotze?
Here.
Supervisor Chris?
Present.
Supervisor Ogren?
Present.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Of course.
Thank you much.
All right. Item 4, presentations from the public. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You'll be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record. Prior to providing your comments, please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. No one in the house yet?
We do have one online.
Okay.
Number ending in 1225, you can unmute and it's your turn to speak.
Hey.
100%.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. State your name for the record.
Okay. My name is Surya Sayed, and I'm an outreach analyst with the Department of Insurance, and I just wanted to come on public comment and introduce myself. In case you and your constituents are struggling through the insurance issue, so we want to be there. Department of Insurance is also called CDI. And it might look like an infomercial, but I just wanted to tell you a few programs that is relevant to your jurisdiction. Safer from Wildfires, we have that program. It's an interagency partnership between Insurance Commissioner Lara and the Emergency Response and Readiness Agencies and Governor Newsom's administration. And its purpose is to protect life, homes, businesses by reducing wildfire risk. It's a grant approach to protect the structure, the immediate surroundings, and taking into account the community, our fire-wise community, and other community programs. So the new regulation will give will require insurance company to give you the fire wildfire risk code for the your property, and also it creates a right of appeal. So just wanted to come and share the news that CDI and the California Fair Plan reached an agreement to increase the commercial coverage to 20 million per location. And also, department already approved the fair plan to begin offering insurance discounts with this program starting August 23rd. So please let us know if you're having any struggle with that. And basically, I also want to bring you another program, which is our California low-cost auto insurance program, a liability insurance program. Is sponsored by the legislature to offer liability insurance to income-eligible good and new drivers, regardless of their immigration status. And for that, people can go on www.mylowcostauto.com and see if they are eligible for the program. And the last one, but very close to my heart, is our senior portal. Senior Gateway Portal is one-stop shop. intended to provide seniors and their families, caregivers with the information. And we hold that for Department of Aging, Department Commission on Aging, and 10 other agencies. And just wanted to actually just come and tell you that we are here, in Department of Insurance is here to provide you any help and assistance. Insurance policies are tough things to review, and our callback time is 2 minutes, so please reach out to us, and I can send all this information to the clerk of the board for to distribute to all of you, for you and for your concerns. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone else?
No one else online.
Okay, no one else in the house. Let's go on to item 5, consent agenda. Item will be pulled.
Item
5E, anyone else?
Move to approve the balance of the consent agenda.
Second.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. Item 5E.
Dr. Ballard. Good morning. Good morning. I would like to just bring attention to this item because we're spending $160,000 on a program that is really worthwhile, and I'd like to have that discussion for the public to understand what we're doing with that money. Yeah, it's a wonderful program. We're talking every day with the city of Wairika. And would you please explain the program a little bit more?
Sure. So this is a pilot program that we started. Thank you. Sarah Collard, Helping Human Services. This is a pilot program that we started last year. It was actually upon the recommendation of the Homeless Advisory Board. And so it is an outreach program. We're contracting with the city of Wairika, YPD, and they have an officer who conducts outreach to the unhoused in the community. So super... Officer Elliott works with our staff in conjunction with our staff. In part, we're paying for this program with an HIP grant, which is a grant that we receive through Partnership Health. One of the requirements of that grant is to do outreach and street medicine, so he works with our public health nurse to go out into the community and assist with that program. He does outreach just generally to the homeless population. He works with us in terms of different events that we host for that community. We recently had a shower truck and a laundry truck come in, and he assisted with that. We are in the process of hiring an outreach worker, a behavioral health specialist as well, so he will work in collaboration with that individual to get people signed up for services, to get people on the list to get into housing, and response to homeless calls in the community. So we started this program in Wairika because that's where the highest concentration of the homeless are currently and where services are located. We're hoping to expand, and we will expand with our behavioral health outreach worker into South County in the coming months. And does that answer your question?
It does. This is a huge public safety issue, and it
yes.
is very, very helpful, not only to the general public, but also to the homeless population. So I just wanted to bring that to light into the public. So thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Supervisor Ogren?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren? Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Looking forward to South County getting some services on that front. Item 6, departmental requests, community development. Mr. Dean?
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Chair Valenzuela, Routine Community Development Director. This item is to ask for continuation of the Health Officer Proclamation associated with the Happy Camp Fire Complex. It's put in place for hazard materials and so forth. Currently, we have TTSC on the ground working today. This proclamation has to be in place in order for them to carry out their duties for that. So we're asking that it be ratified for another 30 days.
Questions from the board?
I'm going to say it again, but
So I'd like to see it stronger. I'm grateful for it, you know, for the cleanup and everything else. One thing I find lacking is that in the whereas we draw attention to the unhelpful air, but in the findings we say nothing. And I'm talking about it in the resolution itself, in the declaration by the health officer. I'm left with a question. We've declared it, now what? And you probably don't have an answer. I mean, so what do we do with this? How do we use this to improve the conditions going forward for the Siskiyou County residents?
I mean, certainly I can speak with the health officer. Should we have another event?
It'd be nice to know, because declarations without action are just hollow words in my mind. So, anyway, I'll move to approve or extend, but just keep those comments in mind, please.
Okay, yes, sir. Second.
Any further discussion? Randy?
Okay. All righty. Supervisor Howell?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to item 7, Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Any public comment? Seeing none in the house, we're going to move on to minute approval.
The only comment I want to make is for October 3rd, it'd be more like a typo. It's just correct District Council Nabby Reed to William Carroll, because he was the one that participated. It's at the very top of the minutes.
Motion to approve with the correction.
Thank you. And who was the second?
Second.
Thank you. Ready. Director Help?
Aye.
Director Kopsa?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Yes. We're going to now convene as County Service Area 4, Item 8, public comment.
None online.
B is consent agenda. Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Director Help?
Aye.
Director Kopsa?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Yes. Item C, minute approval.
And the same thing with those minutes to correct the top paragraph.
Move to approve with the corrections.
Thank you. All righty. Director Help?
Aye.
Director Kopsa?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela? Director Chris?
I'll be an aye too.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Yes. Okay, we're going to move on to item 9, supervisor's request. We've got item A, review of local emergency related to head fire.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Brian Shinomi, Director of Emergency Services. For item A, there's 87% containment on the Half Camp complex, and no need to extend that.
So for the head fire, you do not want to extend?
For that, yes, for item A.
Any discussion from the board on that? Supervisor Hoff.
So I have a going forward, are we going to see some kind of a declaration because of potential flooding and flash flooding?
Yes, and that's being drafted right now.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, so
you need a motion to terminate
for that?
I believe so.
Okay, I'll make a motion to terminate.
Thank you. All righty, Supervisor Hall.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes, item B.
Item B is going to be termination as well, because the new one will be in effect. Especially with the burns car, it doesn't need to be an emergency, being that it's already in mitigation and recovery at this point for the King Fire.
Okay, any questions from the board?
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure. Okay, item C is review of status of local emergency related to illegal cannabis.
Move to extend.
Second.
You've got a comment.
Oh, you do.
Mr. Martin, public comment, please. 9C.
Good morning, Board. My name is Jay Martin, doing business at Siskiyou News Network in Siskiyou County.
thank you for the opportunity to address you on a never-ending growing concern with the cannabis cultivation in Siskiyou County. Sorry, my printer ran out of toner this morning, and I would have given you a nice snap to go with that, but a little brief history for my couple minutes up here. Of course, everyone's aware of the Compassionate Use Act that was passed in 1996, enabling the right to cultivate cannabis in California. We had a pretty good working relationship with the Sheriff's Department for a long, long time in this county. In 2013, this is what I gave you was a printout from an article that was run in the Siskiyou Daily News about the Discovery Channel that actually did a series in Siskiyou County about weed that definitely put the crosshairs of Siskiyou County on the map. It was an international sensation that went over pretty big, from my understanding. Really exposed cannabis cultivation in Siskiyou County, where we were kind of left out of the Emerald Triangle. We weren't part of that, per se. Well, Siskiyou County, after the Endangered Species Act, when the loggers got run out of the woods, they grew cannabis. It was what Siskiyou County was. We kept it under the radar. We have very good working relationships with the Sheriff's Department eradication teams for a great many years. In 2016, Humboldt County went to a permitting process. It was so successful in Humboldt County, they had to park armored vehicles in front of the planning department to take the money. It's time for Siskiyou County to, we have to reevaluate the where we look at. In August 8th of 2017, Siskiyou County did an urgency ordinance 17-11, where basically it's illegal. That's the end of subject. Siskiyou County took the stance, cultivation of marijuana is not prohibited in Siskiyou County, and that's where we're at today. We have no teeth and nothing, and we see where this has gotten us. We are overrun. I mean, there's a lot of solutions, but a round table and some ideas need to be thrown out. Really quickly, may I have 2 seconds?
2 seconds.
If you went to a standard, put a wristband on a plant, go back to the 99, because 100 is federal prosecution. 99 stays in the state. If you were to do $20 a wristband and run that just through Shasta Vista's parcels, that would be a revenue of $1.8 million. Okay. And that would help Siskiyou County Sheriff do an eradication program the right way.
Okay, where are we with this? Going to see review of local emergency related to illegal cannabis. What is the board's wishes?
Siskiyou County Director of Emergency Services, Brian Shoney, we would like to terminate as well. There's mitigation efforts.
We're still working on this one.
All right, board, I'm sorry, where's the board at?
I think I made the motion to extend that.
Thank you.
And just further comment, Brian. Yeah. This board, it's illegal for commercial grow in this county. I'll leave it at that. It sounded as though it was banned or not legal in total, it's just commercial.
And who was my second? Thank you. No more comments?
I have one. Perhaps at some point in the near future, the Sheriff's Department could give us an update. Mm-hmm. We haven't had one for this board in well over a year. It's time for.
It is probably time for that.
And perhaps we can get some updated numbers on this resolution at some time.
Yeah.
I've requested that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Thank you.
Go Come on up there, Mr. Shinar.
All right, I'll go back to the right.
Item D.
Item D, we would like to terminate this county. The emergency for McKinney Burns car. We do have mitigation efforts right now for the security conduct and some of the others. So moving forward on that could be a terminated of a state of emergency because we are in the recovery process of this.
Board's wishes?
Terminate.
Got a motion from Supervisor Howe?
Yes.
Okay. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Coxa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. We're going to convene as the Informal Support Services Public Authority. Public comment?
None online.
Minute approval?
Oh,
okay. Move to approve. Is there a correction on it?
Yes, we do need. I just need to correct
that. Move to approve with the correction.
Thank you.
Second.
All righty. We've got Supervisor Help. For the
aye.
Minutes, thank you. Supervisor Copsett?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Thank you.
How are we doing there, Wendy?
Good.
Fingers doing all right. We're going pretty fast here.
Yeah, we are.
Item 11, appointments. County clerk, one member to the unscheduled vacancy on the local child care planning
council. Yes. This is a local child care planning council, which the board does part of the appointments and the Office of Education does the other part. We do have an unscheduled vacancy for one provider representative, and this would be for a term ending February 25th of 2025, and it was due to Doreen Healy's resignation. We did receive a letter of interest and also a letter from the LPC recommending appointment of Tiffany Elliott to fill that vacant provider position.
Move to approve.
Second.
And that's to appoint Tiffany. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Brownsville?
Yep. Item B. We're going to pick a CSAC representative and an alternate.
Yes. Yeah, this is the annual appointment to CSAC. We do have, from last year, Supervisor Valenzuela was the delegate and Supervisor Chris was the alternate. That happened in October of 2022. So we're at it again for the 2023-24 year.
I would move to approve Supervisor Valenzuela as a delegate. I'll leave it, and if Supervisor Chris is continuing, I'll add that to
finish the year as the alternate.
That's fine.
And just for the record, my term as the immediate past president for CSAC is ending, so I'll be back as a regular delegate. Back on the county dime, unfortunately. All right.
Move to approve.
Second.
I think
well, cops have made the motion. I just need
a
second. I need
a second.
So help. Okay. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Copsett?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. Thank you.
You've got to move along.
Hey, you guys are doing a good job here. Let's
all
keep
right.
going. Item 12, minute approval.
Let's take them one at a time because the special.
A is September 26th. Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsiff?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. Item B, or October 3rd.
Move to approve with correction.
Thank you. Yes, I do need to make
second.
That correction. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsiff?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Thank you much. Well, we got through those really fast.
Right. Well, fast, we're just good and efficient. And we will not take things fast just for the sake of going fast. Let's move on to item 13, public hearings protocol. We're going to start off with item personnel.
Good morning, Chairman Valenzuela, members of the board, and the Davis County Administration. This item before you today is regards to an ordinance, and we are now addressing this item as the first reading, as the prior reading had a misstatement of the salaries within the ordinance. And so this will be the first reading of an ordinance that is a result of the salary survey that was conducted for the county, in which the Board of Supervisors will receive an increase in salaries. The new annual salary will now be $44,526.46. And with that, if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
Okay, any staff reports other than that? Any correspondence, Wendy?
Not at the clerk's level.
Anyone want to argue for or against? Any public comment?
None online.
So that will be no rebuttal. I can close the hearing, Wendy?
No, we want to
continue the hearing.
I'll never figure those out. Any more discussion? I would just say this. We are still going to get a raise at the end of everyone else's
correct
salary.
You are the caboose.
Yep, thank you. Move to approve.
Okay, and we're considering this a first reading, so we're going to continue the public hearing, and we do have time to do this on the 7th, so continue to 11-7.
Sure.
Thank you. All righty, Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
This is always awkward.
I know.
Very awkward. I don't know how else to say that, but I'm glad it's going back to a first reading because that means there's another hearing, so there's plenty of time for public comment on this, so. Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Thank you.
If you recall, Supervisor Kopseff, I've always asked the grand jury to look at it or tie it to the judges like every other county does.
I know. I
totally get where you're at.
It's just hard. But as long as the public is informed and
yep.
they can weigh in on it.
Correct. Thank you.
Item B, we're going to go on to reconsideration. Reclassifying land, I guess. So that's opening reading of the presentation.
Sure. Thank you. Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Haley Lane, Planning Director. Jeremy Ward has applied for a zone change to heavy industrial in order to bring the current residential and commercial zoning districts of the project site into conformance with the historic industrial use of the property. The project site is east of US Route 97, approximately 1 mile north of the city of Weed, and adjacent to First Street off of US 97. The surrounding properties are privately owned and include a mix of commercial, residential, and agricultural properties. I do have a location map up there on the screen, and the red arrows are pointing to the parcels that will be rezoned. We have some parcels that are currently zoned neighborhood commercial and one that is currently zoned rural residential, so those are being proposed to be rezoned to heavy industrial. As you can see, it's, you know, in the northeast of the community of Carrick. It's, you know, also north of most of the residential uses, but I just wanted to, you know, show the board and the public that there are some other parcels within the community that are also zoned neighborhood commercial, so it's not completely all residential uses, but it's mostly a residential neighborhood. So the project site is currently used for storage of trucks, bulk storage, and storage of projects which require heavy machinery. And the project site is also used for bulk storage and repair of gasoline station equipment. So a big reason why we are proposing to change these zones to heavy industrial, not light industrial, is because the by right uses, which are, you know, contractor's yard, bulk storage, auto repair, and things like that, with the light industrial district, they have to be confined to inside a building. And so currently the uses are happening outside of a building, so it makes sense and is suitable for what is currently happening on property because the uses are occurring mostly outside of a building. The by right uses of light industrial and heavy industrial are very, very similar, but again, the main difference is that with heavy industrial, you're allowed to conduct those uses outside of a building. It doesn't have to be confined to a building. Of course, there are heavy industrial uses still that need to obtain a CUP. So in the event that this property is sold, intense uses still need a CUP, such as like a slaughterhouse, a cannery, a batch plant, things like that that are very, very intense will still need to go to the discretionary process. So I just wanted to make that known. This isn't also typical and not something maybe we would typically recommend, but due to the fact that this has been a long-standing use of the property historically, we are recommending this for approval for the zone change to heavy industrial. With it not being typical and thinking outwards and looking outwards, this is a prime example of why we need to routinely do zoning code amendments and general plan updates, because as we all know, there's not a lot of industrial land within the county, and so through that process, something to think about is, you know, where would it be suitable to have heavy industrial uses, you know, occur within the county. So I just wanted to make that quick note.
We did receive an opposition letter from a Mr. Nathan Weir. His concerns are related to the project site creating noise and dust and things of that nature, so that's located in your board packet today. And lastly, this is the first reading of the ordinance, and we are recommending for approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. We'll get to that in a moment here. Let's see. Any correspondence from me?
No, none beyond what's in the packet, not okay. A clerk.
Any presentation reports from outside?
Not through my office.
Any proponents or arguments?
Not online.
Public comment?
Not online.
No rebuttals. This will be a continuation of the reading, so let's have a discussion by the board. Who would like to start?
Sure. So with regard to the change in zoning, does the zoning also put on, for instance, dust abatement? Isn't that kind of a something that's a normal? Whereas maybe now it can't be, mitigated because of the zoning?
Sure. So I believe within our code, new developments within industrial, zoning districts do have to adhere to some things like screening and noise, dust abatement and things like that. It's a little different since this is an established use that's already happening. So this is something the property owner should already, be doing in good faith.
As well as the noise, is that correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And zone changes are different, right? We can't condition a zone change
right.
like a CUP,
Understood.
So it's a little different. But
understood.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
So this is an existing operation now, so there's no...
Correct. And nothing new is being proposed, no new expansion of uses, no new buildings. It's just simply the property owner acting in good faith to come into compliance with what's already occurring.
A couple questions. So when this operation shifts over to heavy industrial, will it be subject to a use permit?
No. So the uses that are currently occurring on site are allowed outright. But should the current property owner, another property owner maybe want to expand, like I said, operate a sawmill or something like that, uses that are allowed through a CUP, he or she would have to go through a discretionary use permit process.
Okay. I read the opposition letter, and the question I have, I guess, is that I know fugitive dust is covered by the statutes under the California Clean Air Act and enforced by the Air Pollution Control Board. I'm just wondering where the teeth in that enforcement are.
That's a good question. I would have to defer to the Air Pollution Control District, and we could potentially loop them into this project site to see if there's any mitigation.
Because I know there are mechanisms to address that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to know what the triggers are to allow that mechanism to be enforced.
Okay.
Mr. Chris, another one?
Another one.
Okay, board wishes. Move to approve.
No second.
And we're okay time-wise to do this on the 7th as well.
Okay.
Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsow?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Aye. Wendy, we're doing such a good job. Do you want 5 minutes now or do you want to wait to the end of the meeting?
You know, the end of the meeting is fine.
You okay?
Yeah.
We'll move on to item C. Dr. Johnson Williamson Act. Chris, you're going to recuse yourself?
Yeah, from Williamson Act, and also there's vacation rental over IOD there.
Which proposes to transfer approximately 320 acres between two parcels, both owned by the Truax Trust. Because the property is within an ag preserve and encumbered by two different lands map contracts, the preserve and contracts must be amended to address the proposed boundary line adjustment. In order to accomplish this, staff would recommend to first rescind the existing Williamson Act contracts, amend the existing ag preserve to remove the subject property, and create a new ag preserve and create two Williamson Act contracts which reflect the proposed configuration of the resultant parcels. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt the resolution approving the rescission of the applicant's property and re-entry of the new Williamson Act contract. Thank
Okay, thank you. Correspondence, Wendy?
Not at the clerk's level.
Any other reports outside of that?
Yep.
No. Any proponents' arguments?
None online.
Well, opponents?
None online.
Public comment?
None online.
So skip the rebuttal part. This will be a continuation.
Nope. Yeah. This is a resolution. We can close.
Okay, board member discussion.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right. Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth.
Aye.
Supervisor Okren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Brownswick.
Okay. Item D.